Life is but a drudgery. Ever since last March, when all of the guidelines and protocols of the pandemic hit, we probably looked at life as a drudgery. Every time we have to wear a mask, every time we forget the mask in the car, we have to run back before we could go into the store. Life is a drudgery. We've known months of misery. How many more months will there be? We don't know, but we know that it has been months, months, and months. And we sometimes think we'll never know happiness again. It will never get back to normal or what we think was normal before. That must be the right way of doing things. And the thing is, those words, while they ring true to us, they also tell us something. Because in our life, we look for happiness, we look for that sense of fulfillment in things, oftentimes, of this world, or in people. We think that just because we wear a mask, we cannot be happy. But in a sense, are we not happy every time we wear a mask because it says that it prevents someone else from getting sick? Shouldn't we be happy about that? That we're taking care of someone else? That we're thinking of someone besides ourselves? And yes, months of misery. Yes, it has been a difficult time. It's been a long time, too long. But in a sense, look at generation after generation. Look at through history. How many people have suffered grueling times, not merely for months, but for years on end? And yes, they probably complain, but they just put that stiff upper lip, as they say, and try to plug along. And maybe people, what they did in finding happiness, they didn't rely on any political figure. They didn't rely on anything of this earth, but they focused on their relationship with God, just as Job did. And if we've never read the book of Job, well, here's another invitation. Pick it up. Read it. It's a little bit longer than I mentioned a few weeks ago, the prophet Jonah, but it's still a powerful read. It still reminds us that when we are upset, when we are not getting things the way we want to, the one person that will listen to us is God. Everyone else is going to tune us out. Everyone else is going to say, read the hand. I don't want to listen to you anymore. But God will always be there. And it doesn't mean that God is going to say, oh, you're right, I agree with you, I'll give you everything you want. No, God is going to allow us to see things from a different perspective and realize that we weren't right, but God is. And that we learned and we grew from that encounter with God. And in God, we then find true happiness. Despite what the circumstances are around us, despite what we're going through right now for however many months it was and will be, we know that if we just look to God, we can find a sense of happiness. But it seems like people want to be bitter. They want to find something to argue about, to complain about. And if we do, then we never will find that happiness because we're eliminating God from that. We're looking at something else, something that will pull us down instead of someone that will pull us up. And what we need to do is maybe ask this figure of Job to help us along on our journey, to look at what life is all about. Yes, it might be a drudgery. It is a routine. We drive the same way to work. We get off at the same time. We follow the same. It is sometimes a drudgery. But there's still happiness if we have God in our heart. if we turn to God in our need and distress. But if we just look to other people, especially those that have the same mindset as us, we'll never find that sense of happiness because we're looking everywhere else than where God is. And what we need to do is use these words yet again to remind us that while things can seem difficult, there can be a sense of misery, we can still be happy. All we have to do is focus on our relationship with God, because God will see us through. God will pick us up when we fall down. God will pick our heads up when we continue to look down and say, there's nothing good here. But what it means is we have to give ourselves over to enter into that relationship. And yes, we need to open up our hearts that when God tells us, yeah, you're just not seeing things in the right way, that we're willing to say, yeah, you're right, God. I need to look at things differently. The world shouldn't be about what I want or desire. It should be about the way that you created all things and you show us the path through life. Life that might be difficult, where there is misery. But no one knows a sense of that misery except the one that walked to Calvary and carried a cross that contained our sins. He understands, but even in that road there, it's not the end. The happiness lies through the Good Friday experience to the joy of Easter Sunday and the resurrection. And that's what we need to remember. Yes, the road is hard. It is difficult. It is a drudgery. We may feel that we will never know happiness again. But if we have that defeatist attitude, we know that we won't. But if we open up our eyes and we say, yes, a new day is here. It's a blessing from God. What is life going to throw at me? And say, God, will you be there with me when it does? Then it won't be as difficult. It won't be as harsh or overwhelming. It will be, yeah, something we don't want to go through. But look at the companion that we have in Christ Jesus, who, yes, walks with us on our journey of life, our journey of faith, and helps us through to see happiness, even in the moments, the months, that we see nothing but dreariness. If we think that we will not know happiness again, then we need to really work on our relationship with God.